Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
A radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Welcome to the, I don't know if it's the first Friday the 13th show or not since we've done this. Might be the second one, but it's Friday the 13th, Ian. How are you, sir?
Getting sick, but other than that, I've been good.
Yeah, it's been one of those days, and apparently this week is going to be even crazier on my end. A lot of stuff happening on my end, so I'm not going to really get into it over the air because we don't have time, Ian. We don't have time. But we are continuing on our Christmas horrors, Christmas terrors, Christmas horror marathon, whatever you want, whatever we're going to call it. It's just Christmas movies, December. It's time, and we got to do this. We started it last week. We're continuing on with another one. This time, it's kind of a tradition, Ian, since we started doing this, that we have at least one anthology film. And here we are
right.
With another anthology film with Holiday Hell. And Holiday Hell, as mentioned, it's sort of a Christmas holiday film. It's more or less just holiday horror because there is like two segments in here that kind of really are just there. It's sort of like that anthology film Holidays, which had like the Easter and all the you know, St. Patrick's Day, Father's Day, all of them. So there's like two segments in here, and one doesn't even really add to the whole holiday portions, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So the main story is we have Amelia, and she's going. It's like Christmas Eve, or the day before Christmas, and she's going to this curiosity, you know, oddity shop to find something for her sister, and she runs into the owner. His name is Rosemont, Thaddeus Rosemont, played by Jeffrey Combs, and he's wanting to close up shop, but she has money and she's wanting to buy something for her sister, and she has to look around and figure out what her, you know, is interesting to her sister, and so Rosemont, you know, once she goes around and sees like what's this and what's that, like everything has a story, and so she talks about, you know, she looks at an item on the wall or in a case, and we get Rosemont describing that item with the story, and that is where we get our anthology film with each costume, or there's like a Santa outfit. There's like each item has its own story, and he tells the story. The first story is Dollface, which is set around Valentine's Day, and it's about these. I believe it's Valentine's Day because it's very briefly mentioned. Like, I'm gonna spend Valentine's Day at this house or something like that. It's very tossed, you know, like just forgotten about. And they go to this house. It's a bunch of these teens. You know, some guys are gonna come over later on. One of the girls is a mute, not a mute, but she's deaf. And slowly they get picked off by a girl in a doll face mask. And that's technically the first story. It's very by-the-numbers slasher-esque. It kind of reminded me of Savage Lust. That actually, that's getting a Blu-ray here shortly. It's like Deadly Manor now is the alternate title of it, but I know about it, Savage Lust. Very, very similar to Savage Lust, but done in a, you know, each segment is like 20 minutes. And then we go back, and we our next story is about a rabbi doll. It's very Hanukkah-themed, and it's called The Hand That Rocks the Dreidel. And it's about, this is the one that made me crack up, because it's just, once I've watched this and things started to set into place. But anyway, it's about this kid. He gets, it's his Hanukkah. He gets a present from his parents. It's this rabbi doll that was made in Germany. And he's going to have a babysitter. His parents are going away, and a babysitter's coming over. And the babysitter calls her boyfriend to come over to steal from the kid and his parents, because they have all these items and money. And so as soon as that happened, like, this is the film from last week, The Night Setter.
Right.
And it's just, it's done, but done in like a very sort of puppet master, full moon sort of way. Kind of reminded me of like Ooga Booga with the way that the doll is. But it's like, you know, the doll, you know, the rabbi doll looked cool. I'm not going to say it's, you know, it didn't look cool. And so basically he reads the spell that comes with the doll, brings it to life to help him get back at the babysitter, basically, for locking him in his room. The second one, which I think is the best one, is I didn't write the name of it down. I just put Santa Salesman. But it's about this guy. He's in a bad marriage. His wife doesn't want to have sex with him. He lost a promotion at work, even though he's been there for like 9 years. They hired a more top, you know, higher class guy, you know, a real go-getter. And there's this Christmas party. He's been sober for a year. There's this Christmas party coming up. He's supposed to be the Santa, and he sells like enhancement, like male enhancement or something like that, or some kind of drug, pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And so there's like this new pill that the owner of the company wants him to make a piece about. And he decides, you know, he finds out a few things during the Christmas party, which kind of sets him off. He starts drinking, he takes the pills, and he goes on a murderous rampage. And the last story, besides the wraparound, pertains to Amelia and her past and her family. And it's more or less like sort of like a harvest moon where, it's like this goddess that's – I don't want to give too much away on that one. But it's about this girl. She's moved to this new town, or this bed and breakfast, or this farm. With these people, and it's this ring on her. It's like a family heirloom, this ring. And you kind of learn the backstory of town. People are strange. You know, the mother and father haven't been able to conceive. And, again, the people are strange, a lot of things are going crazy, and the truth slowly comes to light with the new girl and what happens. And then we have the wraparound story. Now, overall, the film is okay. It's not the greatest anthology film ever, but it's serviceable.
Yeah.
It's not something I really hated, like last year with All the Creatures Were Stirring, where I just, like, that one wasn't all that good, even though it had good ideas, but just it didn't fully realize the potential of them.
Right.
This one, it felt like safe. I mean, I say that a lot, but this one just felt like they didn't really try anything different. You know, we have a slasher, we got a killer doll, we got a crazy Santa on a murder spree, and then we have sort of a cult in the fourth one. And it just, like, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't, it had some decent moments. I mean, like I said, I like the doll, and I like the rabbi doll. The Santa segment was probably the best segment, because it was basically what you would want with a guy sort of getting revenge on things. And it was rather gory in a few parts. It could have been a little gorier, because there is, like, some beheadings and some other gory stuff. There's, like, the one guy lost his hand or fingers. So there is some gore. It could have been a little gory, but again, limited budget. You do what you have. But they didn't really – they could have done that more with, like, the rabbi doll instead of just what happened with that one. I don't know. I wanted, like, more Puppet Master, I guess. I wanted a more Full Moon-esque type film with that little short. And Dollface, it was, you know, basic slasher, and then, again, just, like, nothing really, like, pushed anything, you know, just, like, it was okay. You know, it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, middle-of-the-road average, has some okay moments, but nothing really that, you know, makes really stood out. I mean, like, I'm still going to go, but, you know, I'm still going to remember, like, the van segment and All the Creatures Were Stirring, even though that movie wasn't, you know, the movie wasn't very good. Especially the wraparound with the play. It's like that one's more memorable because it was, like, so weird. And then, like, some of the stories are just, like, could have been, you know, what could have been, you know, the aliens, like you said when you were bringing it up, like, you remember the aliens. And then, like, that made me remember the Rudolph segment with the killer reindeer. And it was, like they had some okay, you know, segments that just didn't fully realize the potential. And this one is just, like, basic, you know, middle-of-the-road type stuff where it's like, yeah, we're just going to do a slasher movie, we're going to do a killer puppet movie, Crazy Santa, and then just a random cult thing that kind of ties into the wraparound. It was rather long. It was like an hour 40, and like each segment was like 20 minutes with like 10 minutes in between to get to the next story, and it just like, it was kind of rather long in some parts, and it's just like, this is kind of going nowhere. And I was like, I was expecting a little bit more with it as well as it went on. Like with the Killer Santa one, I was like, I wanted a little bit more. Like, I know he's going on a rampage, and then like the suit is like all bloody, and like he barely gets blood on the suit, and they kind of have to make that in the wraparound, I guess, for the reasoning of the suit being all bloody. Just to, like, why is the suit all bloody when he doesn't get any blood on it? So they kind of have to make up for some things in the wraparound story. And again, it kind of makes sense towards the end too, with everything that goes down with Amelia and Rosemont, and the reasoning for everything. But yeah, it's not terrible, but it's not really all that good. I mean, it's an okay watch. I mean, if you want to watch something, you know, sort of festive, even though it's very minor in a few of them, like again, like the rabbi, and then the rabbi doll and the Santa one is like the only two that's really technically Christmas related, because the doll face has nothing to do with Christmas, and then the ring with the family and the cult has nothing to do with Christmas in a sense. And then again, the wraparound story, it's like Christmas Eve technically, and it doesn't really do too much, but it's an okay wraparound story. It's nothing I haven't seen before. Like again, like all this stuff I've seen done numerous times. But again, I've talked enough. What's your opinion on it?
I liked it, all right, for, you know, what it was. It was, I kind of saw where it was heading, but, you know, I didn't exactly think I was going to get that kind of an ending. But I was pleasantly surprised, personally, with the little twist at the end. I kind of figured something was up, though, and I was like, eh. The first story really didn't do anything for me. It just because it was kind of like a basic Christmas party slasher movie. And I was just like, meh. I did like the doll, but that's just because I like doll horror movies. So I absolutely love Puppet Master, so that it was right up my alley.
Yeah, but you got to take a little bit of points off because of the exact same plot as last week's movie.
Oh, no, definitely. I just, like, kind of rolled my eyes. I was like, oh, this is what you meant when you sent me that message saying I'd get a kick out of it. I just thought it was pretty funny that we had the same premise as last week. I did enjoy the Santa guy. Mostly because of the wisecracking and the, you know, just like going completely insane. But I did really enjoy the, going through that audit, her going through the oddity shop and just like him telling all the, you know, the stories behind everything before she buys it. And I kind of liked that. I was like, oh, that's a nice little concept.
Yeah, it kind of, like, reminded me of, like, Friday the 13th, the series, or something like that.
Yeah. And I thought it was, I was like, it makes sense. It, you know, it's more cohesive for when it comes, because I've seen a couple of anthology films that don't really make sense. And, or just had a bad, like, what was that one that we watched where it was like the person going through and watching all these videos?
Fear footage.
Yeah, and it kind of was weird at the end. Yeah, but I think it at least it felt like they set out to try to do something and they succeeded. I just wish it had a little bit more gore. I was like, we saw some people getting impaled, but we can't watch a person fall down the stairs. I was like, come on now. I just, like, every once in a while you saw a foot and a hand and maybe a head, but you didn't really see them fall down the stairs. But I guess that's, you know, budget constraints.
You leave it to the imagination. I kind of got the idea of her falling.
I just like watching people snap their necks. It's like every once in a while, I just want to see a good neck snap when they fall down the stairs. But I thought it was pretty all right. There just could have been a little bit more and a little bit less in some spots, but I didn't hate myself for watching it. Like, you know, all the creatures stirring. It's just, like, laughably bad.
Yeah, it's definitely a step up. I think this is, like, one of the better anthology films we reviewed. Because I don't remember the one from, like, when we first started. But I know we had one that year. But it's... Mm. I know All the Creatures Were Stirring was last year. But...
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a step up. And, it's not the worst thing we've reviewed. I mean, it's not, like, Krampus Unleashed or anything, but Krampus Origins or whatever the one we watched last year was like Lord of the Rings Krampus. That was probably the worst thing we've ever talked about. There's been worse, but that's one of them. But yeah, it's not like you said. It's like it's okay. It's a decent watch. I mean, if you want something different, I mean, it's not really different. But if you want something safe and just something. You know, you want a slasher, you want a killer doll, you want a crazy Santa killing people, and you want a little bit of a cult with okay wraparound story. I mean, I think the wraparound story, as you said, I mean, it's decent. And it has some okay moments, but again, it's not one of the best anthologies. It's an average. It's average. I mean, it's run of the mill kind of stuff. You've seen it done numerous times before. I mean, a person in a doll face mask killing people, you've seen a person, a killer puppet, you know, doll movie, you've seen a guy dressed up as Santa. We've discussed that plenty of times on this show with the Christmas movies. Like, what was it, 12 Days of Christmas or something with it was doing the Joker and Harley Quinn type of thing. And then of course the cult and the rings and stuff like that. But yeah, it's average. It's average. It's okay. It's a decent watch. It's not not the greatest watch, but it's an okay watch. I mean, if you want to waste some, you know, waste some time, and you've already seen everything else and need something, there it is. Ian,
right.
any final thoughts before we have to call it a night?
Not really. Nothing that I don't think hasn't already been said.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Next week is hopefully going to be Black Christmas remake. But there's a lot of things. There's the Lighthouse is out in my area finally, so we might have to do a regular show just to get my thoughts on the Lighthouse, because I said I would.
I know you're
interested in my opinion of that film. I am planning to see that tomorrow as my birthday movie. Hopefully I'm going to get Black Christmas in Saturday or sometime after that. But my schedule is all over the place, so I'm trying to get them in when I can. But I know for sure tomorrow I'm seeing the Lighthouse, so we'll have a review of that, as well as Black Christmas, to continue on our Christmas Horrors Marathon. So we'll just have a little Easter egg with the Lighthouse next week. I guess with that being said, Ian, we're going to call it a show, and thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next week.